we had asked last week for an update on the compliance report, I guess, that the staff had put together. Is someone from the staff ready to talk about that today? I guess Maria, maybe?
Sorry, I'm just a bit caught short. The compliance report on what, Jordan?
It's just a general report that on compliance. I haven't seen the report either. I just heard about it, but Marilyn had brought it up on last week's call. It's a general report on contract compliance that had been sent around to the GNSO, I guess.
Oh, just one second. I'm just going to check.
I put the URL on the invitation.
Oh.
And it was on the ICANN website.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it because I haven't looked for it. Not particularly hidden.
Shall I resend it to you?
Yeah, that would be great, actually.
Okay.
It sounds like we may not be ready to...
Olaf joining?
Hi, Olaf.
Hi.
Well, in any case, it would be great if the staff's ready to brief us on that. Otherwise, we may have to defer that until next week. The main thing I wanted to make sure we had time to do today, which shouldn't take particularly long, is to run through what I have as a list of open issues on the two proposals that we have in front of us now, to make sure that we have a list of issues we want to get addressed prior to getting them into a report. And maybe a brief update from Maria on the status of the preliminary report. And then we'll, at the end of the call, and that may be earlier than we had originally anticipated, there will be some discussion of signing for San Paulo. Is there anything else anyone wants to add to the agenda? Okay.
Jordan, it's Maria. Listen, I'm sorry. I managed to be out sick most of last week, and I'm afraid I let the compliance update drop. I know what you mean now, and I have not spoken to my colleagues about that, so very sorry. I can arrange to have somebody on our call next week, though, to talk to us about it.
Yeah, that would be great if you do that.
Hi, folks. Ross here.
Hi, Ross. Has anyone else joined the call since and not announced themselves? Okay, great. So let's start. I just want to do a brief recap of what I have, trying to put together a list of open issues on the various proposal things we've discussed and either explicitly flagged as needing some more work or just not been able to fully resolve yet. I'll start with the list I have for the OPOC proposal. The first of those is the discussion that we had around notifying registrants of the purpose of the points of contact. We had talked about, Ross had raised some objections, I think, to the current language that's in the proposed working draft online. And I know that we talked about maybe trying to get some language that isn't as, that keeps the idea in place without perhaps being overly specific about how registrars do it, and I think that that hasn't been done yet. Maybe Avery and I, who put together the original language, I think should probably take another crack at doing that. The second open item I have is the, I think Ross and or Milton were going to put together a proposal to have the registered name holder have an opt-out mechanism to have their name published in the OPOC. This was to resolve some discussion over whether or not it should be by default not included. Ross, have you or Milton, have you talked with Milton about that at all, or is there any progress been made on that?
No, I've been absolutely killed since our last meeting, and combined with holidays, I just haven't had a chance to get
okay. So...
Excuse, no is the short answer.
That's still an open item, I guess. And then the next one I have is, I think there was still some discussion going on in the registrar constituency about whether or not the initial registration and expiration dates would be included at the registry level. And I think, by and large, most of the people on the call indicated they didn't really care about this issue other than the registrars.
We've got a meeting coming up in 1 week's time. I'm sure it'll be a widely debated issue, and we'll have much better direction on that coming out of that.
Okay, great. The next open issue I have is Avery's proposal to include some language about not less than XX days for notification. I actually am drafting up a bit of a proposal maybe to address that issue. So I'll talk with Avery about that perhaps offline, and we'll get something put together there. So those are all the current issues that are in the current draft. There's one other issue that was discussed on our last call, and I think it applies actually both to the OPOC proposal as well as the special circumstances proposal, and that is the notion of how you get access to data that is not displayed and who is. I had mentioned on the last call, I think the view of the OPOC proponents is that the way to get that data is to use some sort of legal process, but Marilyn had said she didn't consider that a closed issue and that there might be another view on that. I think, similarly, Steve's proposal sort of calls out this issue as there needing to be some additional work done on that point. So I guess Steve or anyone else, is anyone actually doing any work to try to put together some sort of mechanism on this issue?
This is Steve. Yeah, there is some discussion going on in the context of the special circumstances proposal, but I don't have anything to put forward today.
Okay. No, so that's fine. So there is some work going on right now. I mean, imagine whatever proposals you're putting together within the context of the special circumstances proposal, would that also make sense in the context of OPOC?
Maybe I wouldn't assume that because
okay.
I think if we're talking about a different level, a different volume, anyway.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I guess then.
Sure, and if I could correct one statement you made, though,
sure.
you'd indicated that the OPOC proposal would require some level of kind of legal. Or what was it? You said something about.
I realize I oversimplified now, but I think you're correct. You've indicated in the past that the correct mechanism is to deal with the registrar to get the information.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry for overstating the legal aspect of that.
Yeah, I think it's fair comment that in some cases that will come to bear, but it's certainly not the default point of entry, right?
Right. Would it make sense to include any language in the OPOC proposal that typically addressed this point?
We've had discussions in the registrar constituency that we should at least come up with a statement of best practices on that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's both important for the outside world to understand what that looks like, understand how it's currently executed. Whether or not it needs to leave in the proposal, I'll leave that to this task force to kind of decide that, but I think it's an important piece of work that needs to be done at some level.
I mean, it seems like it would be fair. This is a point that's specifically called out in the terms of reference, is how to get access to data that's not included in the who is output.
Right.
So it seems like if there's already some thought being given to putting together a list of best practices, at least we sort of say the way to get access to data that's not displayed is to get into the registrar, and here's some best practices that have been suggested to address these issues, or so on.
So I'll take that as a specific action item then.
Okay, great.
And then I'll give you excuses about it in 2 weeks.
So those are the issues.
Jordan, it's Maria. I didn't catch exactly what the action item was there.
To document the mechanism, or to create some language around the mechanism to get access to data that's not displayed in the WHOIS.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, and to refine that even slightly further, I'll document a statement of current practice, and then we can table that for discussion in the task force to see if that's suitable for any forward-looking purposes.
Sure, at least that will give us a
that's a good starting point. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Okay, so those are the open items I have on the OPOC proposal. Am I missing anything? Are people aware of other issues that we should be addressing on the OPOC proposal?
One thing, it's a general question I've got, Jordan. I don't have a good sense of what our forward velocity is at this point. That's largely driven by my complete lack of understanding of what our schedule is. Do we have a current work schedule that that kind of outlines what our targets are for this stuff?
We did. We've fallen a little behind, but my intent would still be hopefully by the end of this month or early November to have a preliminary report in place.
Okay.
That can be published for public comment. So I think what that means is I think Maria is working on the framework of that right now, and hopefully we'll have a draft soon. And then, as we discussed last time, as there's various policy proposals on each of our terms of reference points, we'll document those along with the support that they have within the task force and put them out for public comment. Okay. So then, moving on to the special circumstances proposal, the open items I have on the special circumstances proposal are, first of all, one's the same that we just talked about, which is how you get access to data that is not displayed. Steve's indicated there's some work being done on that already. Second is there needs to be, in order to address all of our terms of reference items, there needs to be some definition of the purpose of the administrative and technical context, which is not currently included. And since those contexts obviously do exist within the special circumstances proposal, it needs to get some sort of definition for them. My notes from last week. Steve, do you remember, did we flag any other open issues?
Well, you also brought up the accuracy, the other term of reference on accuracy, and on that one, it may be that we could simply, with minor changes, incorporate into the special circumstances proposal what's in the OPOC proposal on accuracy.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was mentally assuming when I didn't bring it up today. So,
all right, well,
I mean, because we briefly discussed that last time, and it seemed to be compatible at least. But certainly, if you think that there are minor changes required or larger changes required in order to make them compatible with the proposal.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing would be just to drop the reference to OPOC.
Sure. Okay, and those are really the only open issues I have flagged right now on that proposal. I know there was some discussion made last time to working to address various issues, so it seems like probably we're already, you guys, it sounds like you're already doing some work to address these issues.
Yeah, we will try to circulate something on these.
Okay, great. So so my hope is that we can get all these open issues addressed fairly soon. Like I said, the goal being to probably, ideally speaking, by the end of this month, to be getting them dropped into, probably by the end of this month, to have an internal draft of a preliminary report that includes sort of fully baked versions of all of the policy recommendations that we've been discussing, and a little bit of back and forth within the task force, presumably, with the intent of having a published draft of the preliminary report. Not published draft, the published preliminary report with public comment period open certainly by mid-November. Okay. Any other thoughts or comment on that work?
Jordan, this is Steve. Now, in terms of dropping this, I mean, putting this into an internal draft, that would be into the framework that Maria is working on?
Yeah, that's correct. So what we discussed last time is essentially, well, for each of the terms of reference items, she'll identify the relevant policy recommendations within each of the proposals.
Okay.
And say, you know, oh, this one is, I don't even know if we need to, we'll see what the most sort of wieldy way to deal with it is once we get it on paper. But I had imagined there would be something like, with regards to access to information, one proposal is to, to remove access to registrar data, the other proposal, registrant data other than name and jurisdiction maybe, and proposal B is to leave it in except when you go through the special circumstances opt-out route, and each one has this level of support from the various various members of the task force. And then do the same thing for the next terms of reference and sort of work through them. And I imagine in some places there will be fairly broad support, and there might not be competing proposals in some places, and in some places there might be.
So with that being said then, Jordan, what's the continued purpose of this task force if really all we're doing is kind of trying to consider these two proposals at a reporting level? I don't sense that Steve and his little group of proposal gatherers or whatever they're up to there are really seeking to build any consensus around any of what we've talked about for the last 2 years other than to put forward their own view on how the way the world ought to work. So what are we actually doing with this task force at this point?
Yeah, so I'd certainly like to see if there are ways we can bridge consensus. I think if we can't, then
Well, I think the fact that we've got two proposals at this late date is indicative of a total failure to drive any sort of consensus around this stuff.
Yeah, well, so as I indicated, I'd like to see if we can bridge some consensus. We failed to do so. My brain is not working today. Well, the rules regarding running a task force indicate that there's a mechanism for a majority and minority report, and that's what we'll be left with as an alternative. But in either case, the intent is to wrap up the work of the task force, and I'd much rather do that with a consensus-based report than with a majority and a minority report. But if we can't get consensus, then we're left with the alternative that the bylaws give us, which is to have a majority report and a minority report and represent the two of them.
Well, at this point, we're not even looking at majority report and minority report.
Well,
we're looking at two completely separate reports.
Alternative is if there is sort of a clear majority view, then I'm glad to split it out that way. I imagine what we'll do at some point in the not-too-distant future is we'll have votes on these things and determine whether or not there's an actual majority view or not. I mean, in this case, it seems less likely that we'll end up in the situation that we did last time with a tie because we've added a voting member, and now there should be an odd number of votes regardless of what we're doing.
This is Wendy, and I have get on at the beginning of the call. I sort of have a related question about process, because it seems that a lot of there were parts of the OCOC proposal that were drafted specifically to try to reach consensus, and a lot of that discussion went on for a long time with people suggesting they might be able to come to consensus around it, and then for that suddenly to split off leaves sort of one proposal that's close to center and one proposal that's going off in its own direction. I could imagine the OPOC supporters going off and regrouping around a stronger position if it were clear that there was no consensus.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't surprise
Jordan,
me.
Jordan, this is Steve. Could I get in the queue?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I'll make a brief comment and then I'll turn it over to you, Steve. I guess it wouldn't surprise me if we failed to reach consensus if we ended up with two relatively less consensus-y different views reported out of the task force. Once again, I'd ideally hope to avoid that. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, Wendy said that one proposal was put forward with the hope of achieving consensus, and seemed to imply that one wasn't. And I can say for the special circumstances proposal that that was put forward with the hope of achieving consensus.
That is one of the most disingenuous things I have ever heard anybody say in this task force, Steve.
Okay, well, we'll note your view on that, Ross.
Thank you.
I think, in any case, that's the procedure I anticipate using in the near future. So I hope to work the kinks out of the proposals, and then we'll be able to hopefully end any other sort of last-minute policy movement that may take place, have relatively baked things to vote on in the next couple of weeks. And I imagine we'll have to announce in advance when we're going to conducting any votes so that we can make sure that we have good participation on those calls. But I'm hoping to do any sort of refinement and discussion around the issues and get to a vote sort of by the end of this month. Any other questions or comments about the process or the remaining issues? Okay. Let me ask Maria then maybe to give us a brief update on where, if Maria, do you think it's likely that we'll be able to have at least the framework of the preliminary report by our next call?
Yeah, absolutely, Jordan. I lost quite a few days last week, but we're catching up now. So I'm putting together a lot of the historical and background information, and I haven't yet started to parse out the different parts of the proposals and put them against the terms of reference, but I'm going to be working on that for the next couple of days. So I should have something to everybody by Friday, so that should at least give them some time on Friday and also on Monday to review the framework and how it's starting to shape up.
Yeah, great. And I think, Ross raises a good point that whether, it may make sense to be presenting this as sort of a majority and minority position versus just presenting side by side various viewpoints, but and also whether or not it makes sense to split this up by coherent proposals or by individual terms of reference. But I think we'll, as we start to lay it out, we'll see what the most sensible way to communicate the information to people just taking a look at this for the first time is. Okay. So let's wrap up that phase of our conversation for today. Looking ahead briefly, so next week we actually have, ideally speaking, if Paul Toomey can join us, we'll have two reports from the staff or two discussions with the staff, one on the compliance report, which hopefully should be a relatively brief conversation, I think. And then also a discussion with Paul Toomey regarding the agreement with the U.S. government and what effect, if any, that has on our task force, although the staff communicated to us in the past they don't believe that the agreement should have any effect on our work. I think that there's still some questions that people have indicated they'd like to discuss with Paul, so hoping to avail people of the opportunity to do that, and so that will probably take up a good portion of next week's call.
This is Milton.
Hi, Milton.
Yeah, this is Aubrey. I joined a while ago, so.
Hi. Thanks. And then we'll also try to get to any discussion of issues that we've been able to raise in the intervening week. Now, we don't have any calls scheduled beyond next week, so I'm actually, rather than spend a lot of time on that, on the list, online, I'm going to hope we can spend a little bit of time on the list. I need to sit down with the calendar and take a look at the dates that we've discussed on this call as being targets for a draft preliminary report as well as a final one to be published for public comment and maybe put together a call schedule around that. If people want to send me dates that they do have conflicts with in advance, that might be helpful as we think about the schedule coming up. Okay, so given that Paul's not joining us this week, the only remaining thing I have on the agenda is to discuss the planning for Sao Paulo. Marilyn, I know, is keenly interested in leading that discussion, or being part of that discussion at the very least. But I don't think she is on call yet. But I think maybe, Glenn, could you just update us once again on what the... Do we know... I know there's a special, like, who is presentation or something, like, who is public forum, or...
I just put up the agenda for some follow-up as far as, there is in the GNSR public forum, which hasn't been locked down completely, because we want that on, we're asking to have that on the same day as the council meeting on Wednesday. There is definitely going to be on who is. And the council will be discussing that on Sunday as well. And I think the idea is to have the task force there also, of course. Plus the fact that there will be a discussion with the deck, and that too isn't on the agenda, but it is put down for Wednesday late afternoon. It will be an open session between the GMSL and the deck, and there the task force is invited, is expected to be there too.
Okay, great. So it seems likely to me that, given where we are in our work and the likely publication of the preliminary report, that we will be in the midst of the formal public comment period in Sao Paulo. So I guess that's bad from the perspective that we'll be a ways behind schedule, nearly a month behind schedule, but good from the perspective that we can continue to use the various opportunities there to solicit public comment, although that hasn't necessarily been particularly successful in the past. The discussion with the GAC might be a useful input as we put together our final report after the public comment period closes. It sounds like if we're going to do this most effectively, it might be useful to have some time for the task force to meet as well prior to the discussion with the GAC and the public forum on Wednesday, Glenn?
Yes.
If that's going to be feasible?
If you could, if people could perhaps off the list tell me whether they will be in Sao Paulo and when they will be coming, then perhaps it might be easier to get something together. Because on a very tentative agenda that we have out for Sunday, the GNSR working day, it is down from 3:30 to 5 for this task force. So that will be with task force members, councillors, and the staff.
What would we seek to achieve at such a meeting, Jordan?
What would we seek to achieve? I would think this would be mostly the main purpose would just be a brief planning meeting to make sure that we're using our discussion with the GAC and with the public as effectively as possible.
Glenn, could I ask a question? I'm a little uncertain about what you're referring to on Wednesday, because I thought that this forum on GNSO, the GNSO public forum, including on who is, was going to be Monday, or are these two different things?
Exactly. It is done on Monday, and there has been a request that, it's done under workshops and a forum. That is Monday. And the GNSO public forum, we have
Well,
so you have under the proposed workshops which the
Tatters should be. But Glenn, it's Marilyn, I've just joined. Maybe I could just clarify that, and I didn't hear all of this, but the GNSO Council Public Forum has other agenda topics on.
So Marilyn, is the Who Is sort of public, the session with the Who Is topic, is that expected to be on Monday or Wednesday? Now I'm confused.
The expectation so far was that Who Is would take place on Monday, that there would be two, we're calling them forums, at Bruce's request, and there would be one on new GTLD policy and one on Who Is. And those would be back-to-back Monday afternoon. That was the last discussion that Glenn and Denise and I were able to have with Diane about scheduling.
Okay, and then on Wednesday, so the only thing on Wednesday then would be the discussion with the GAC, is that right?
Hello?
Yes, that was planned from 5 to 7. Now, I am meeting with Diane this week because she'll be in Europe towards the end of the week, and all I can say is that I probably might have more to report on Monday, or hopefully we'll have more to report on Monday. Because Diane is where the schedule begins and ends normally.
And deep apologies for this not being nailed down. It has not been a lack of effort on anyone's part. It's possible, Jordan, that even though there are other topics during the council public forum, of course it's possible that Who Is could come up on the public forum, but the intent was more robust time assigned to it Monday in this separate session.
Okay. Thanks. That's helpful to know. So it sounds like if people were interested in participating in all the Who Is activities, they would probably need to be there from Sunday through Wednesday. Is that a fair assessment?
We asked to have the Bruce asked to have the dialogue with the GAC Wednesday from 5 to 7. That is still being negotiated, but that's the standing request right now. The GAC is willing to. It has to do with the other workshops that the ICANN staff have scheduled.
Okay. So is there any expectation as to when, because I know a number of, I know in the past, task force members have been interested in scheduling their travel around various activities. Is there any expectation around when some of these dates will be finalized?
I take it Denise is not on the call, Glenn?
No, she's not on the call. She's traveling at the moment. And as I said, Diane will be in Europe on Thursday and Friday. And I sincerely hope that with Denise and Diane, we will be able to nail something down that is more, that isn't as floating as it is at the moment.
Jordan, the worst case situation would be that the GAC Council, with any task force members who wish to attend discussion about principles, the worst case would be that it would be Thursday afternoon while the board is in retreat. But that is, Bruce has asked to have it Wednesday from 5 to 7 because we need counselors in attendance, task force members in attendance, and GAC in attendance.
Right. Okay. So I guess the open question is Wednesday or Thursday for that final activity. Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait to hear an update on that. Marilyn, did you want to discuss anything else with regard to the San Paulo planning?
I not unless people have other questions for me.
Yeah. Let me. Other than Steve, have we adequately addressed your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Any other questions about the planning for San Paulo?
Jordan, I have a question. This dialogue with the GAC, if can we sort of appoint somebody who's not normally on the task force to represent us there?
I think you're below your quota for the task force, so you can probably just appoint someone else to the task force.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure, but Milton, if that seems extraordinary for some reason, we probably work something out. But that might be the least controversial way to deal with it. Any other questions about São Paulo? Okay, I think based on the number of things that we hopefully have scheduled for next week, assuming we can get Paul in the door, I think next week's call is likely to be probably run to an hour and a half. So I'm going to take the opportunity to go ahead and finish this call early, unless there's anything else people are dying to talk about right now. And we'll discuss, get the various discussions with the state staff, as well as discussing any of these outstanding issues that we have seen movement on over the next week. There's at least two or three of them that I'm planning on sending around some language in the meantime to hopefully spark some discussion. But any other topics that people want to briefly discuss before we wrap up today? Okay. Well, it's been a short call, and thanks for participating, and we'll join up again next week, hopefully to address many of these issues, and look for additional call scheduling online. And a reminder to everyone, please, if you have conflicts, generally in this Monday at 10:30 time slot, between now and the end of November, please let me know by email when they are, and I'll try to work out some additional planning to make sure that we're hitting our major milestones between now and São Paulo.
Jordan,
yeah?
I'm sorry I wasn't able to be on the call earlier. Maybe I can just check with you later for an update on what the anticipated timelines are on the draft report.
Yeah, so I can update you. Other people can feel free to drop off.
Okay, thanks, Jordan.
I'm glad to address it for you. I'm hoping and anticipating that we'll be able to get a draft preliminary report from Maria for discussion within the task force by the end of October. Maria has actually said that on our next call we should at least have the initial framework and sort of straw man to start discussing it, but I'm hoping we'll have something a little bit more fleshed out with relatively baked versions of the proposals in it as well by the end of this month. And then I'd give us sort of to mid-November to have a little bit more discussion within the task force and get a formal preliminary report published on the and open for public comment. So the goal is end of October, draft, fully baked, but draft preliminary reports and a published preliminary report by mid-November. Does that answer your question, Marilyn? Do we still have Marilyn? Okay.
Answer's mine.
Hopefully she'll pick that up or she'll contact me offline. If anyone's still on, thanks for joining, and talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye.
Bye.